Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Thursday, August 8th goes to a young woman named Brandy Yakima Lassiter. Now, I'm not going to lie. I saw a few stories this morning, and when I read what happened, I said, this has to be Florida. But they both turned out to be Georgia. Georgia, I don't know what the hell y'all got going on, but it really seems like y'all trying to snatch the crazy crown from the Bronx and all of Florida. Now, Brandy was on Facebook Live, and her rant about having a virus went viral. Not just any virus, the virus that causes AIDS, okay, and interferes with the body's ability to fight infections. You know the one I'm talking about, HIV. See, I don't care what anyone says, hurt people hurt people. And when you feel you have been hurt, when you're in some type of emotional pain, all you end up doing is redistributing that pain to other people. Unless, of course, you start seeing a therapist or some type of counselor to get your mental health in order and deal with that trauma. And this young lady, Brandy, is absolutely passing that pain around like a collection plate. All right, but pain isn't the only thing Brandy is passing around, or at least trying to pass around. Brandy wants folks to feel what she feels. She wants people to feel the hurt that she feels, that she is feeling. So she got on Facebook Live and said this.
I am HIV positive. Roy D. Roger, you HIV positive. Jeff, you HIV positive. DeMonte, you HIV positive. The little bitch you she gonna be HIV positive. Goddamn baby dad, Tony, you HIV positive. All y'all that on the you HIV positive.
Now, Brandy is being investigated by the police for allegedly passing around those three letters that can send you to your final resting place because in Georgia, it is a felony to knowingly transmit HIV. See, this is what happens when you don't deal with your own hurt, when you seek revenge, when you purposely go out of your way to harm someone, all because you got your own issues that you have yet to deal with. You end up ultimately hurting yourself. Confucius once said, before you embark on a journey of revenge, dig two graves because one will be for you. By the way, that's not even how HIV works, okay? Just because you sleep with someone who has HIV, even without a condom, doesn't mean you're going to automatically catch it, all right? I did a little research this morning, and even without a condom, the risk from a single exposure is less than 1 in 300, okay? The actual risk depends on a lot of factors, the type of exposure, whether the other person is HIV positive, how high or low their viral load is, or the duration and roughness of the sex, okay? If the partner is HIV positive, then viral load is the most important factor, all right? There was a partner study done that reported zero HIV transmissions after 900 couples had sex more than 58,000 times raw, okay? Raw D, that means without condoms. So, Brandy, you out here thinking you playing people, and all you did was play yourself. And I'm not gonna front, I feel sorry for her. Okay, I watched that video and all I saw was a woman who was emotionally and psychologically traumatized, as I'm sure any of us would be if we were diagnosed with HIV, okay? Being diagnosed with HIV is an extraordinarily stressful event, I would think, right? I could feel, you know, your upset emotions. I could feel your anxiety. I could feel your pain. And the fact you don't feel safe, but Brandy, you gotta seek some healing and understand that you're not going through anything other people haven't gone through and are currently going through, all right? Instead of trying to pass HIV around, you should seek out people who have been living with HIV for years. Find out how they got through it, all right? You don't need a circle of revenge. You need a circle of support, all right? Healing takes courage, and we all have courage, even if we have to dig a little to find it, all right? Please, Brandy, seek healing, not revenge, because he who plots to hurt others often hurts themselves. Please let Remy Ma give Brandy Lassiter the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
What is this?
What's that?
Okay, we have an update, guys. Jesus Christ. Suspect in viral video case claims not to have HIV. She made video out of anger. Oh.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, Brandy.
Well, she wanted to scare the ish out of her previous boyfriends.
Yeah, she told the police that she made the video because she was angry at the people she named. She provided documentation of a blood test from 2018 that showed she was not HIV positive. She told police she only said that because she was angry.
You said a blood test from 18?
2018. That doesn't mean anything.
Nah, we need the one from yesterday.
But
I mean, that was last year.
Oh, yeah, you could still have it. Yeah.
We don't know how late last year, though. Could have been December.
You could get tested. I actually just did it.
I just did
a whole panel on HIV and AIDS on Monday, and you could even have gotten tested. And if you had sex in the past couple of weeks, it might not show up.
Well, either way, she says she don't got it. But either way, what I just said during Donkey of the Day applies. All right, hurt people, and Brandy needs healing. And even reading this update, there's clearly signs that she's a mentally unhealthy person. Because why would you even play like that?
All this being said, I want to encourage everybody to go out there and get tested.
There you go.
And make sure you know your status, because you can live a long and healthy life, even if you are HIV positive. The earlier that you know, the better.
That's right.
There's people that have gone on to live full and fruitful lives. There were people at the event on Monday at Housing Works that have had been HIV positive for 30 years and are still looking healthy and well and taking care of themselves.
Okay.
Yeah, man. A salute to everybody who goes out there and gets tested but never goes back for the results. We see you.
Well, don't shout those people out. That doesn't help the situation at all.
I mean, I'm saying that to encourage them to go back and get their results. That's why I said.
But now you can get your results right there on the spot.
No, anybody got time for that. No. I would never want that kind
of stress. That's what I do when I get tested. I get my results right on the spot.
Come back 2 weeks later?
No. I think about that. I think about, like, back in the day when I got HIV tests, and that 2 weeks gave you time to prepare. Like, you write down your list and you write down everybody that you've been with. You know what I'm saying?
I need to know right away.
I would not. Listen, first of all, thank God I'm married and don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. But I would never want to know right there on the spot. Hell no. Need some time.
That's better to know. Right then and there.
Yeah. Right then and there.
Yes. I'd rather know. Right. We actually do HIV testing at the juice bar too, twice a year.
That 2 weeks when you would have to wait.
Yeah. By the way, those people who fainted.
You can do nothing.
Those people who fainted at the juice bar, they got their results right then and there. Okay.
It's not funny. All right.
As soon as you get it, you
thank you
pass
for that
out.
Donkey today, man.
Donkey today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.